I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1318. It all works for the good. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow on the podcast, we're looking at Bible verses that are very dear to us, and they are 100% true, but they're often misused and twisted into meaning something they don't mean. Yesterday, we looked at Proverbs 22:6, train up a child and he won't depart. And we asked the question, does that mean children always return to God? If you missed it, go back and take a listen. Today, let's go to the New Testament and look at another famous text. It has to do with God and good and our mess. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love in a messy world, love the way we've been loved, and love completely. Romans 8:28 reads like this in the ESV. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Now, if you were a first or second century Christian, and you were being thrown to the lions or burned at the stake, you would have believed that verse too. But what kind of meaning would that have for you? How could it possibly be true? It's easy to be confused, I think, because one big problem is we read these texts individually. For me, personally, singularly, independently. The church didn't do that. They read them corporately. Individual believers are killed. They do suffer. They can be unjustly treated. But it's also true, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And nothing can stop the overall plan and purpose of God for the world through the church. All things will work for good. For Calvin, Romans 8:28 was a reminder that, quote, though the elect and reprobate are indiscriminately exposed to similar evils, there is yet a great difference. For God trains up the faithful by afflictions and thereby promotes their salvation. In other words, this is not a promise that God will protect us from harm or heartache. Rather, it's a promise that through the inevitable harm and heartache that will come from being human beings, God will train us up in godliness. Richards and O'Brien wrote, whether it is the death of a loved one or the end of a career or a missed opportunity, sincere Christians are inclined to quote Romans 8:28 to assure the sufferer that God is still working with them and for them. Their use of this verse implies that the current tragedy may seem like a setback, but in fact, it's part of God's plan to accomplish something greater, something that will be clear in retrospect. Yet when we realize that each passage of Scripture is not about me, we begin to gradually see that the true subject matter of the Bible, what the book is really all about, is God's redeeming work in Christ, and we get to be part of that. God is restoring all of creation, including us. But I'm not the center of God's kingdom work. There's a much greater thing to be absorbed than just we ourselves. Romans 8:28 cannot mean that all things are good. Just read the rest of the chapter. Here's the great question. Do you believe that all things work together for good in your life? And if so, what does that really mean to you? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are loved. We believe that. You are working good even in a bad world. You will never leave us or forsake us. Romans 8:28 doesn't mean that all things are good. It doesn't mean that we won't suffer. It does mean that your plans for goodness and beauty and truth can never be stopped, and that even horrible things won't be wasted. Thank you, God, for being a God of redemption. Thank you, God, that even though I may be burned at the stake or thrown to the lions, as it were, still I'm part of your forever family, and the gates of hell can never prevail against the church. Thank you for that promise. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1319. We've got one more verse to look at. In the meantime, again from O'Brien and Richards. In Romans 8:28, he's asserting that all things, good things, bad things, senseless things, the actions of good people or bad people, good governments, bad empires, all are tools in the hands of an active, caring God who is faithful to bring about his purposes. This verse never meant that everything that happens is a good thing. It doesn't mean that now either.